Timeless, Chapter 6, Part 2. The leather now fell away fully, revealing dark blue, almost black armor that covered Shifting's torso, forelimbs, flank, and hindquarters. Emblazoned on the front of the battle-worn armor was the half-moon symbol of the Lunar Knights, magical energy still crackling across the battered metal surface. If you had asked, I would have told you. Yet, you resorted to challenging me. Shifting sighed, taking a deep breath, his eyes still glowing crimson. These are my credentials, Bitterblade, and any pony who is questioning. For 1,000 years, I have trained hundreds of creatures to defend the innocent, and walk the lens to do so, personally. You speak of loyalty, trainee? You cannot fathom it. Not yet. Now get up, trainee Blade, and listen to me. The stallion scrambled upright, watching as Shifting began to pace in front of the crowd. For 1,000 years, I retained my vows as a Lunar Knight. For 1,000 years, I walked this land, defending those who could not. Back then, I used a forbidden artifact to save those I loved, and in doing so was cursed to watch my friends and family fade with age. But there's one thing that never faded. Shifting continued to walk, his voice growing louder and echoing off the walls of the stone cavern. One by one, the Thestrals began to stand at attention, driven by the spectacle in front of them. Do you all understand where you are right now? Your race swore loyalty to the princess who many scorned and feared. You all hid from the world to avoid the persecution that followed, and yet you remain loyal. You awaited her return, and you stand in the training center built for the sole purpose of fulfilling that loyalty.
With a hoof tap, Shifting sent Luna's symbol upwards, the moon shining in the dim light of the training cavern.
For 1,000 years, loyalty and honor was all I had. I swore to her once and never took that back. From the time I first met Princess Luna until now, I never forsook my oath. Friends turned to dust, creatures I dare to fancy grew old and faded, but one thing remained, one pony remained. I saw her every time I woke up at night and looked up at the moon, even as I blinked and watched towns wash away. One pony remained.
Silty Stone's eyes widened as tears ran from Shifting's glowing eyes, yet the stallion continued, gesturing to the moon that shone above them.
Some say she is but a goddess, a cruel and harsh creature. But we know better, don't we?
A few Thestrals began to nod, a slight smile dawning on Shifting's features.
Maybe some of you only are going from the history passed down from generations. Or perhaps others have talked with her enough to understand. She is neither perfect nor a goddess, far removed from reality. She is a pony, one who was more kind and noble than so many realize. Even as I watched everything I love fade away into dust, there was one pony who didn't. One kind soul who remains, and even now, remembers me.
Shifting said, his armor seeming to glow slightly.
Over 1,000 years of wandering has led me here. 1,000 years of wondering if I'd be remembered at all. If I'd done any good in this world that seemed to try and battle against it. And now, after a millennium, I have my answer. If any of you wonder now if Princess Luna is as the legends say, let me put that to rest. For every legend regaining her heroics in battle, I can say it does not do her justice. For every tale speaking of her kindness, I can declare that they don't even capture a thousandth of her care.
He gestured to the Thestrals, all of whom snapped to attention.
You were not only swearing to protect Equestria, and I don't know how clear it was made to you, but it was made crystal clear a millennium ago when I joined the Knights. That said, you are not Lunar Knights, but still Night Guards. However, the oath is the same.
Shifting stood at attention himself, the rune shining a bit brighter as he surveyed the trainees.
You swore to protect these lands, and also Princess Luna herself. You swore to protect the one who raises the moon, the one who works, giving light to every romantic night you've ever had, the tireless pony who comforts every fool's nightmares, and the one keeping the shadows of evil at bay until daybreak, without toil or fail. We operate without much recognition, much like her, but with no less duty and honor. You swore to protect Equestria, and you swore to protect her. That is the oath of the Night Guard.
Shifting stood tall, walking down the line of Thestrals.
So I ask, is that indeed your oath? Do you still stand by it? Yes or no? What say you?
He bellowed, 30 strong voices immediately answering in unison.
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir!
To whom do we swear our loyalty?
Princess Luna, sir!
As daybreak falls,
the night will rise!
As the roar of voices echoed off in the cavern halls, a certain secluded princess couldn't help but let tears run freely down her cheeks, even as a teleportation spell yanked her back to the castle. Proudly looking at the group of Thestrals, Shifting nodded in approval, hoof-tapping as the rune faded from sight, the stallion taking a few deep breaths.
And now they know.
Every pony is dismissed, and we'll resume our schedule in a few hours. Wait, you stay, Bitterblade. As the others filed away, a very contrite Thestral walked up to Shifting, his head held low.
Sir, I'm sorry, I didn't—
Trainee Blade, Shifting remarked calmly, causing the stallion's head to rise. I am here today because of second chances. I couldn't rest at night if I didn't extend such a courtesy to others. And I was not mincing words earlier when I thought you could be a fantastic guard, and I would hate to waste that potential. The drill sergeant added, a slight smile etching onto his features. So trainee, get cleaned up and enjoy your break. There won't be any record of this, but do not make me regret this decision. Do you understand?
Sir!
The Thestral snapped to attention, trying as hard as not to grin, as he then trotted off back towards the barracks. Shifting let out a relieved breath, a simple spell summoning the leather wrappings to once again cover his old lunar knight armor. She never did ask me if I had it, or to turn it in. Teleporting himself back to his converted guest room in the castle, Shifting shrugged off his armor, looking forward to the shower to clean off a few hours of dust, sweat, and grime from his coat. A knock on his door caught Shifting's attention, the stallion trotting over to open it. Luna? The alicorn's eyes refused to meet his, instead darting across the floor for a few moments. When she finally looked up, Shifting's own eyes widened. Turmoil swirled behind her teal gaze, the princess's voice seeming to fail her.
Did thou mean it?
Shifting blinked, head tilting at Luna's whispered words. Did I mean... His eyes widened, the only logical conclusion presenting itself. If you are referring to everything I said to the trainees, every word. And yet I could have said so much more.
Forgive me if this is inappropriate.
He was about to ask what exactly Luna meant, but the tight hug she yanked Shifting into quickly answered that silent question.
Thank you, Shifting.
Her whisper was barely audible, her side shivering ever so slightly. A caring smile dawned on the stallion's face, and felt Luna take a surprised breath as he returned the caring gesture. Though he didn't miss how the princess then seemed to hug him just a bit tighter after that.
You are most welcome, Luna, and it's not inappropriate at all.
He then paused, not able to resist.
If anything, I'd say it's also needed.
A soft giggle met his ears, prompting the stallion to blink.
A giggle? That's new.
We haven't heard any pony say such flattering things in so long.
Flattery implies that they aren't facts and only said for favor. Neither of those are true in this case.
Shifting could have sworn the alicorn grew a few degrees warmer at his words, Luna taking a step back with a smile and a very definite blush on her cheeks.
Oh, I could get used to seeing that. Quite an adorable look. Wait, adorable?
You are perhaps too charming for your own good, Shifting Sands.
She murmured, rustling her wings briefly.
I'm here to talk, Luna, if you want.
Shifting interjected, and the Lunar Princess nodded, the gentle smile on her face not fading.
We will keep that in mind, but have some duties to attend to. Take care, Shifting, and thank you.
As the princess trotted off, the stallion blinked, sitting down in the center of his room and thought.
Well, that was a thing that happened. Hugged by a princess again. And that blush. I'm definitely not imagining that. I'm just surprised that my words touched her so. Surely others must have said things like that. So what would make me so special?
It was at this point Shifting's mind ground to a halt, the gears of emotion and logic meeting in a moment of clarity. Such a moment made him walk to the shower in a stupor, and the stallion promptly stared at the wall for a good long few moments in the steam. His realization was summed up in a single syllable, a slightly unsure but definitely affectionate smile then beginning to meander on his face.
Oh.
Celestia yawned, stretching out to her full length across the large billowy bed. Soon enough, the alarm would ring and then it'd be time for— A soft knock drew her attention. The solar princess opening the door, she sensed a familiar magical signature outside.
Lulu, what's the occasion?
Celestia asked, more than willing to sacrifice 10 minutes of relaxation for her sister. On seeing Luna plop down at the edge of the bed and let her face smack into the plush mattress, Celestia knew something had come up, especially as her sister let out a groan.
We are troubled. Yes, I can see that.
Celestia giggled, her eyes widening as Luna looked up, a blush on her cheeks.
Ooh, I haven't seen that look on you in some time. Is it what I think it is? Let me get some tea.
She added, prompting an affirmative grumble from the Lunar Princess. It was bound to happen eventually, and I can tell that the conversation between Celestia and Luna is going to be very interesting. Now just to wonder how long Luna's going to be blushing through that whole conversation. Anywho, let's get on to our very sweet donators. Top donators TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneTython9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael Daler Moore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Sal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Run and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Scouchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kazenia 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihanek, Lightning Cheese, and many more amazing people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.